thing, you know it's gonna be all.
Sounds of Razorlight there and In the Morning. And it is the morning, of course. 9:32. Right, quizzes. It's time to put your brains to the test as we speak to Mr. Rob DJ with his Monday Night Pub Quiz.
Back by popular demand, this is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's Rob. Morning, mate. I see on the Zoom call you're still on holiday.
I am, yeah. I'm still in Santorini.
Oh, lovely. It looks lovely there.
I just heard you slagging me off as well. You know, I can take this quiz to heart with Pippa if you want.
Yeah, good luck.
If that's the way you feel, you know what I mean?
Good luck. I mean...
Then you've got James every week. You know, I heard the couple while I was away.
Oh, he did. If you want to do a heavily edited, down pre-recorded version of the quiz, you're more than welcome, my friend.
Come back with beef.
60 seconds long.
Come back with beef.
Yeah. What's wrong? Why are you so angry? What's wrong? Yeah. What's up? Why are you in a bad mood?
No, I ain't in a bad mood. You just been slagging me off.
Stop saying that.
How did I slag you off?
Stop saying that.
We've got to stop saying that.
How did I
slag you? Just say, I go, morning, everybody.
Right.
Well, I do actually.
Anyway, morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Are you excited about anything in your life?
The test today. Quite excited about that.
You're not excited about that, or the fact that we've signed some new players?
Oh yes, we've second signing.
There you go. Morning, Leeds.
There you go.
Jack Beale.
Pardon?
Jack Beale.
Hey, there's no need for that. He might be really good.
Yeah, give him a chance, Rob. You never know.
It's a triumph, apparently.
It's funny, isn't it? Do you know how much we paid for him?
One report was 15 million, the other report was 22 million.
I saw 15 million and I'm like, isn't it funny? And obviously you can't name every footballer in the world, but I'm like, it's a footballer I've never heard of for a team that finished like lower mid-table in the league. We've paid 15 million quid for him.
Yeah.
And you pay 15 million, you go, oh, it's a snip.
No, it's mad, isn't it? What a bargain. £15 million.
You know, the rumours he was going for 15.2, but we got him for 15. Yeah. How much do you want for him? 15. Would you take 14,999?
Yeah.
You go on then, yeah. Right.
What did Liverpool just pay for a player?
116.
116 million.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Mike, mind your language. You're on the air, you know.
Rob, welcome back.
Come on.
Rob's still on holiday mode.
Yeah.
Don't put up with that language on heart.
How was your holiday, Rob?
It was fantastic, thank you, Dom.
Oh, yeah, good.
Lovely place. Nice. Yeah, really relaxing.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, just me and Tracy.
Oh, when's the last time you and Mrs. DJ went on holiday, just the 15, two of you?
15 years ago.
Oh, really?
They normally go in a group of like 20.
Right.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh, was it a nice romantic holiday, just the two of you?
It was very nice, yes. Like a honeymoon all over again.
Yeah, it was very romantic. He sent us a lovely picture of his view. He was having a dinner at a restaurant on the side of the edge of a cliff.
Oh, beautiful, lovely, views. Rob.
And the restaurant I'm sat in now.
Yeah, I look like it. The same, similar view on the cliff or somewhere. It's really nice. And then I was texting back. I went, "Oh, are you having a good time?" He goes, "Yeah." And he sent me a photo of his missus and a picture of himself. Lovely.
What a beautiful thing.
And then maybe 15 minutes later, he'd finished dinner. She'd gone back to the hotel and he was in a bar watching the Formula One having a pint.
There we are.
So romantic.
You can take leads out of the boy.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Oh, very good.
We better get on with it, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Get your text off phones out of your area. Don't know cheating bits on my quiz.
Yeah.
Question number one. Which Liverpudlian group released the album Spiders in 1996?
Got it.
Great album.
Which Liverpudlian group released the album Spiders in
1996?
Stop giving clues.
I know.
Sorry.
Question number two.
The first test between England and India concludes today at Headingley. But which cricket ground is the second test taking place next week?
Now then.
The first test between England and India concludes at Headingley today, if the rain stays away. Which cricket ground is the second test taking place?
I don't know. I'm just going to guess.
I think I know.
I can confirm currently in Leeds it's dry, so we should get some play.
Oh, lovely. Good.
That's good.
It's been very good, actually, I have to say. The test has been brilliant. Yeah.
So is that where that is taking place?
The one at the moment is Headingley, yeah.
All right. Mm,
just last day today.
Okay. Exciting.
Question number three. What is the capital of Singapore?
This is embarrassing. I've been there. I can't remember.
The capital of Singapore?
How did you get there, Dom?
I flew.
And where did you fly into?
Singapore Airport.
Right.
Can't remember.
And then where did you get a train to?
I went to a brothel by mistake and then flew out again.
Oh, by mistake. Oh, and dear. I was there for 4 hours.
I was only there for 4 hours.
You can't ask for directions that many times.
I went to Singapore then Bali, but I can't...
Oh, you were in...
The Idnight Bar, because the M fell off. I've told this story before.
Yeah.
Every time you put yourself in that position,
don't know the answer to that. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Question number four. The 45th and 47th presidents of the United States had the same parents but were not brothers. How can this be possible?
What?
The 45th and 47th presidents of the United States of America had the same parents but were not brothers. Yeah. How can this be possible?
Got it.
Easy this. Easy. Easy beans.
I haven't got a Singapore one.
But you've been.
Yeah.
And finally, question number five. What is the name of the new film starring Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard? What is the name of the new film starring Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas
Howard? We watched it.
Howard.
Tiff and I watched it.
They came in to talk about it.
It's on Prime Video. I've watched it. It's also Nick Mohammed in it and Sean Bean. And it's a hilarious...
What's it called?
Comedy romp.
Was it good? You enjoy it?
Yes, it's worth watch.
It's a good one.
I'm going to watch it.
She's brilliant.
What's it called again?
It's called...
Oh, that one.
My microphone cut out there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry. The movie called... So you can watch that.
I'm not hearing him. I can't.
No, okay.
Well, that's the questions done. We're back with the answers after these messages from our sponsors only on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Ah, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But, dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil a kettle without them noticing. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gift in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
I'm Professor Huggington, and I like to...
When your kid's favourite toy starts to run out of battery power, no need to worry. Your new batteries are already on their way, arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime.
I'm Professor Huggington, and I like to hug.
Cut off times and T's apply. See product page when ordering.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. Let's get back to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, shall we?
No, hang on. Radio X. I want to play the Radio X record of the week first. Played it for the first time yesterday. It is Sam Fender. This is a lovely touch. So from his album, it's a track called Rain Me In. During his tour, he's been having Olivia Dean do support. And so he's done the track with Olivia Dean and released it as his brand new song. So this is Sam Fender and Olivia Dean together. The record of the week, it's called Rain Me In.
Now let go of everything I've ever heard, 'cause I couldn't give the love you deserve. By the gunner you shouted, oh my God, it seemed churlish, but it's what I was owed, I suppose. Every flagstone of this town bears our print, and all the bars round here serve my ghost and carcasses. I wish I knew these things when I was young, 'cause now I've just gone so numb. Afraid of that heart.
Rein Me In, Sam Fender and Olivia Dean together. Really lovely version of a really lovely song. Right, very quickly, let's go back to Rob DJ.
Back by popular demand. This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz.
Yeah.
Only on Radio X.
Rob DJ!
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi there, Rob.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Right, Toby Tarrant is joining us for the
morning, Toby.
For the quiz.
Morning, all. Morning. Hey, Rob.
How excited are you, Toby, for today's final day?
Oh, it's shaping up so nicely. It's very exciting.
Hey, Toby, how about that tongue action yesterday?
Oh, tell me about it.
Hey, took three, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. He took pants off at one point, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Tongue
took pants off.
And he damaged the man's hand.
Yeah, he did. He hurt his hand, didn't he?
Yeah, his
Chris,
hand, didn't
Chris,
he?
Have you been watching the cricket?
I watched one video of it this morning on social media.
There you go.
But now I can talk to Toby about the cricket.
Perfect.
Oh, yes, Headingley. I've checked the weather and it's not raining at the moment, so we should be all right for a bit of play
crossed.
Today. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Last day as well, isn't it?
It's massive today.
Yeah, massive. Come on, England.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do it.
How many do England need, Chris?
They need 30.
Slightly more.
Add another 10 to that time. Multiply by 10. And then you're
about 300.
Back. Yeah, need about 350 today.
I'd say 350.
If
the rain holds
come
up.
Come on, let's do the answers. Enough cricket chat.
Yeah. Cricket chat on Radio X. Question number one. Which Liverpoolian group released the album Spiders in 1996? Captain.
Lightning Seeds.
Boom.
James.
The Lars.
Boom.
Dom.
Space.
Ah.
Toby.
Space.
And Chris.
Space.
Space is correct. Well
Yay!
Done.
Woo!
Boom.
Question number two.
Back on the cricket. The first test between England and India concludes today at Headingley, but at which cricket ground is the second test taking place next week?
That's right.
Chris.
Oh, you come to me first. Are you sure? Well, so currently at Headingley.
Yes.
That's the first test.
Yes.
And then the second test.
Is at
the Oval.
Right, okay, I'll take that. James?
I've also put the Oval.
Captain?
And I too said Old Trafford.
Oh.
And Dom?
I don't know. I put Edgbaston.
Toby, do you want to tell them where it is?
Edgbaston, Dominic.
Oh, it is Edgbaston in Birmingham.
No, I think you're wrong.
I think it's in Manchester.
I think it's the Oval in wherever that is.
The test is at the Oval.
Is it an Oval pitch in Edgbaston?
That's right.
Their last test is at the Oval, I think.
That's what he asked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where's their last test?
Sorry.
It's
Lord's mid-July, isn't it?
Then Old Trafford, then the Oval.
Fourth test at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
I heard Old Trafford, so I'm going to put a tick.
Question number three. What is the capital of Singapore? Dom.
Well, Rob, as you know, we were saying earlier, I've been to Singapore. I spent some hours in Singapore. And what's the question?
What's the capital of Singapore?
I put Singapore City. I actually can't remember what the capital's called.
James?
She's bad, so I've been there.
I thought it was just Singapore.
Oh, she's dreadful.
Captain?
I think it's a trick question, and I think it's Singapore.
Toby?
I've put just Singapore.
And Chris?
The singer was indeed poor. It's Singapore.
The capital of Singapore is Singapore.
Yay!
Nice.
We all got it right then.
Does Dom... Well, no, you said Singapore City.
It's a city in Singapore, isn't it?
Hang on, Dom, just casually go,
we all got it right.
We all got it right, won't we? I'll give you that, Dom.
Don't just try and Darren Brown us. We all get a point.
All he did was said city on the end, and Singapore is a city within Singapore.
All right, well, in that case, the Oval City. Can I get a point?
No, well, it doesn't work
like that, Chris.
Next one.
Question number four. The 45th and 47th presidents of the United States of America had the same parents, but were not brothers. How can this be possible? Toby.
Come on, Toby, work this out.
Well.
The 45th and 47th presidents of the United States of America had the same parents, but were not brothers.
Well, this isn't even like a riddle, is it? Because the 47th at the minute is Trump. So he is the 45th and the 47th, therefore has the same parents. Yes.
James.
Same person. Donald.
Dom.
Same person, Donald Trump.
Captain.
Same person, Trump.
And Chris?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's the same person as Donald Trump, of course.
Trying to fool us there, Rob.
Riddles today.
Yeah, very sneaky today. That was, it was like the laziest riddle he's ever done. I think the last time it was this bad, it was like, what's the next number in this sequence? 1, 2, 3, 4, blank, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. The actual riddle was something like the 13th and 15th, which was way back, but Donald's done it again now. So
who was the 13th and 15th, please, Chris?
I don't know. I can't remember. It might not have been that president, but one president has done it.
No one cares. Question number five.
And finally, question number five.
Question five.
What is the name of the new film starring Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard all together now?
Deep Cover.
It's correct. Deep Cover. Well done.
I didn't.
Hold on. Who got that?
I got that.
Yeah,
they've been on our show.
I know. I forgot.
They've been on my show.
I'm not getting it.
They were sat next to me.
They could have been on your show, Toby, yesterday after 11, but as we all know, you're watching the cricket during the show. So.
Apparently I missed Denzel Washington.
He was on your show yesterday?
He was sat in the corner waiting for questions.
Right, scores then, everybody.
Anybody get 5 out of 5?
No.
Well.
For anybody?
Everybody? No, it's just a men.
Oh,
just,
sorry.
Just the men and then the boys.
Oh. Well done, guys. Well done, we file 4.
Thank you.
Anybody get 3?
Yes.
Craig, what a thicko.
I'm happy.
To anybody?
Yeah.
No one else?
Don't think so.
Don, what did you say? What did you say?
I just said thank you. It didn't sound like thank you when he said it.
Oh, I said thank you. I got 5. Put 4 down for me, Rob.
But you cheated for Singapore, didn't you?
I didn't cheat. I wrote Singapore.
So me and Toby win. All right, thank you.
Well done, Toby. Well done, Chris.
Thanks,
cheers,
Rob.
Good luck to England today and see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rob.
Is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz.
Right.
On Radio X.
I've got to record my Johnny Vaughan liner, so I'm going to play Linkin Park and then we'll do those liners off air. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Your blades are sharpened with precision.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Flashing your favourite point of view.
Bye-bye.
I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
I keep on lying to
Linkin Park at Radio X. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant is next.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, baby. Ooh, ah.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £22 million.
That's enough to get your hands in the air.
Wow, you really don't care.
Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Tic Tac gets it. Rain on a weekend is rough. But look on the bright side. Now there's zero risk of turning up to work Monday with the kind of sunburn that would make a salmon wince. Plus, barbecue food tastes better drenched. It's a fact. For legal reasons, we need to clarify this is not a fact. So feel the rain on your skin and enjoy it. Ah, Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Any dinosaurs too dangerous for the original park? We're left here.
Get tickets now for the movie event of the summer.
Oh, let's go!
That's being called the best Jurassic in a decade.
Time to move.
Scarlett Johansson.
Bye.
Mahershala Ali.
This way! Come on!
Jonathan Bailey.
We put ourselves in a place we don't belong. Survival is a long shot.
That's kind of our specialty.
Jurassic World Rebirth, directed by Gareth Edwards, in cinemas July 2.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Radio X. News update. Next.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler. Just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss. Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas. Taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, a ceasefire between Iran and Israel appears to have collapsed after just a few hours. The Israeli army says it's detected incoming Iranian missiles. Iranian state media is denying they've opened fire, though. Yotam Confino is a correspondent in Israel.
The fact that they said yes to this ceasefire with Donald Trump and then violated it 3 hours later, I think that's not only unwise, but I think that this could force Donald Trump to go much, much harder against the regime, because if there's something he doesn't like, it's to be humiliated. So not only is Israel going to respond, they're probably also going to drag the United States back into this war.
In other news this morning, Sir Keir Starmer is going to join NATO allies in promising to increase defence spending to 5% of GDP by the year 2035. Leaders are due to head to the Netherlands later to agree the alliance's new target. The Prime Minister is facing a rebellion over planned changes to the benefits system. More than 100 Labour MPs are backing new efforts to block plans to cut disability and sickness payments. Women across England who've missed several offers for cervical screening are going to be offered DIY tests to do at home. The rollout to try to prevent cases of cancer will start in January. And England's cricketers need 350 runs to beat India on the final day of the first test in Headingley. The hosts will resume this morning on 21 without loss in their pursuit of 371 today. And the weather, outbreaks of rain moving across the north and the west, dry and sunny eventually in the south and the east. Temperatures up to 26 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I will not cease from mental fight.
This is Radio X
from Global.
Thanks very much, Dominic.
That was rousing, Tobe.
Thank you.
It's Tuesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist, The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Here we go then. Such a good Request Hour yesterday. Well done. Well done. But I don't want you getting complacent. I don't want you thinking just because you did one good Request Hour that that's enough. There's four more to go this week. Let's have another beauty. It's a wonderful start. Sal is listening in what my producer says is pronounced Huff. Says, good morning. Can I please request James Getting Away With It? What a track. The Request Hour, Radio X.
Are you aching for the blade? That's okay. We're insured. Are you aching for the grave? That's okay. We're insured. Getting away with it all, mister. Getting away with it all, mister. That's the living. Oh,
Stephen says, Toby, James closed out the Isle of Wight Festival on Sunday. They sang this and the rest of their bangers. They were amazing, like proper amazing. I watched some videos of them performing the other day. It looks so good. Mark in Bristol says, Toby, we were right at the front for James at Isle of Wight Festival on Sunday night. He crowd surfed right over the top of us, and I think I may have accidentally cupped his gonads. Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks for sharing. Send me a WhatsApp. Let me know what you want to hear. Alice and Morgan, lying by the pool, have asked for Foles, The Runner. Shadows see how far I fall. Step by step, I keep it up. I won't slow down. Through the endless, through the road. Every shadow step I take, I'm not sure that I'm brave. Show them all just what I know. All the years that come and go.
What's up your request? 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
To the temptation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
Hour on Radio X. Hello to AJ, who is working in a giant greenhouse today and is absolutely roasting, apparently. Right, 10:15, Tuesday morning. What a choice this is for Pete. He's working in a rooftop bedroom in Whitley Bay this morning. He says, morning, Toby. Could you play Modest Mouse and Float On, please? Yes, I can. Send me a WhatsApp. Let me know what you want to hear on the Request Hour, Radio X.